Colombia. Thank you very much, Madam Vice President. We're grateful for the report, welcome the recommendations. We recognize the challenges faced by many countries, including small island development states, and SIDS, to realize this right as UCMs, the debt crisis and the unlawful financial flows and the non-repatriation of unlawful funds. The joint efforts we made to mitigate the difficulties in realizing this right means that we need to tackle inequalities nationally. As recommended in the report, we must continue to adopt measures to guarantee a balanced sharing of wealth, paying attention to the cross-cutting nature of the right to development to make it effective. We support the recommendation of the group to organise meetings between intersessionally in a number of geographic regions to look at their perspectives and challenges. We should have debates on new issues also, including the impact of emerging technologies and the digitization of the right to development, as well as the use of technology to reduce gaps, the empowerment of women, of girls also, and persons who are vulnerable in combating misinformation. We support the work of the working group and believe that the diverging views therein can be reconciled through a sincere dialogue between states and civil society.